started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's easy. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening. Stories making headlines. President Hichilema insists constitution amendment process will continue. Government launches new long-acting PrEP to boost HIV prevention efforts. And pastor and new bride abducted in latest Nigeria attacks.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. President Hagainde Hichilema says he will not allow the constitution amendment process to be halted, despite calls from some stakeholders urging the government to suspend the exercise. Speaking when he met various stakeholders on the constitution amendment process at State House, President Hichilema has emphasized that the amendment process must continue. The head of state has assured stakeholders that the government will continue engaging widely until the process is completed, noting that transparency and dialogue remain central to the exercise.
The process should continue. It's a pity that certain stakeholders may want to stop a process. I will not go into that detail, but in these grounds of yours, there will be more engagement. Even until this process is logically concluded, there will be more engagement. And I want to encourage you to engage other people. Because there's a lot of misinformation. A lot of. You know, he wants a 7-year term. The text is there. There's nothing like that. No, he wants to remove the running mate. But who I am? I'm just one citizen. I don't make the constitution. People of Zambia want a running mate, so it shall be.
And several church organizations and CSOs have endorsed the constitution amendment process, calling on stakeholders to support the efforts, which they say are intended to strengthen governance and secure long-term national development.
Having carefully studied the proposal and prayerfully, we hereby declare our unequivocal support for the constitutional amendment process. The diligent work of the technical committee and the timing of this critical reform.
Let us evaluate each amendment on its merits and ask ourselves, does this bring government closer to the people? Does this give voice to the voiceless? Yes, we are there for the voiceless. Does this promote justice and equity?
Meanwhile, the Oasis Forum has called on Zambians to stand in defense of constitutionalism, the rule of law, and good governance. Forum chairperson Beauty Katere says the forum decided to pull out of the dialogue on the constitutional amendment process when it became clear that the government was adamant on its position to continue with an illegality. She says the refusal to heed advice on withdrawing the legal Bill 7 or offering alternative, legally sound options is a serious threat to the integrity of Zambia's foundational law and may result in anarchy. Ms. Katere says the Oasis Forum will continue to use all available legal means and possible engagement of the international community to ensure that government withdraws Bill 7, which threatens national values and principles of democracy, as well as constitutionalism, good governance, and integrity.
Should this be attended to by government, we remain available to return to the dialogue table. Now a call to action for all Zambians. The refusal by government to heed advice on withdrawing the illegal Bill No. 7 or offering alternative legally sound options is a serious threat to the integrity of the Zambia's foundational law and may result in anarchy. The government's current approach demonstrates an apparent lack of interest in genuine, people-driven dialogue.
Government has officially launched lenacapavir, a new long-acting PrEP option, as part of efforts to strengthen the fight against HIV in the country. Speaking during the commemoration of World AIDS Day, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima said this is a milestone that brings renewed hope to young people and vulnerable populations. Dr. Muchima has also launched the Zambia 2025 to 2030 HIV Prevention Roadmap to guide the rollout of lenacapavir alongside other prevention methods such as condoms and additional PrEP options.
Youth infections and geographic inequalities, especially in Copperbelt and Lusaka, show that continued investment, innovation, and community engagements remain essential. Under the leadership of the President Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia has implemented a comprehensive multi-sectoral HIV response. We have expanded HIV testing, condom promotion, PMTC services, and pre-exposure prophylaxis, now including lenacapavir, a long-acting injectable option. We have
Meanwhile, representing United Nations Resident Coordinator Beatrice Mutali, UNAIDS Country Director Isaac Ahamesa said the country has made significant progress in the fight against HIV and has called for strong domestic mobilization investments to sustain the growth of the health sector.
A recent step by major partners, including Renew Pledge by Global Fund at the AIDS Replenishment, offers hope for stabilizing the global response. But these resources must be complemented by strong domestic investment, innovations, and efficiencies in our approach to implement our program. In line with the sustainability roadmap that the Honorable Minister launched exactly a year ago.
Police in Lusaka have launched investigations in a case in which a five-month-old child was allegedly stolen. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the incident occurred on 30th November 2025 around 09 hours in Chipata compound, Lusaka, and was reported by Grace Tembo, who reported that her daughter had been taken by a woman only identified as Mary, believed to be from Kapirimposhi. He said the brief facts of the matter are that the mother was at home when the suspect asked her to accompany her to a nearby shop to buy a drink for the baby and offered to carry the child. Mr. Chilawi has more details.
While at the shop, the suspect gave the shopkeeper a 200 kwacha note to purchase the drink. But the shopkeeper informed her that he had no change. The suspect then handed the 200 kwacha note to the mother to get change and told her that she would meet her with the child at a truck loaded with charcoal at a nearby location. When the mother returned to the shop, both the suspect and the child were missing. Efforts to locate the suspect at the mentioned charcoal truck were unsuccessful.
The Zambia High Commission to Australia and New Zealand has been recognized with the 2025 Outstanding Embassy Service Award for the Oceania region, covering Australia, New Zealand and neighboring countries. The award, presented by the World African Researchers, Engineers, Entrepreneurs and Scientists Alliance, WARESA, acknowledges the High Commission's exceptional dedication to supporting African nationals, promoting African interests and delivering outstanding diplomatic and consular services. The accolade was received on behalf of Acting High Commissioner Anna Lupenga by First Secretary Political and Administration Mwemba Musako and presented by the University of Melbourne Associate Professor David Mikla. Speaking through her representative, Ms. Lupenga expressed gratitude to WARESA for recognizing the High Commission's efforts, reaffirming Zambia's commitment to advancing both national